Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Attar, say salam to all of them.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze. Listen to the dars with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing with your fingers on the floor, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible you may not gain all the blessings. There are many, many fadail, many benefits, blessings of reciting salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to a very beautiful waqi'ah, a very beautiful and memorable incident regarding or related to Durood Sharif Salawat. Sheikh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, I was once on a journey. The time for Salah had commenced at a certain place. There was a well, but there was no rope, no bucket that I could retrieve some water from there. I was in anxiety. Meanwhile, a Madani girl peeped from the top of a house and asked, what are you looking for? I replied, a bucket and rope. She asked, what is your name? I answered, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli. She exclaimed, oh, so it is you who is very famous, but your condition is such that you cannot even take out water from a well? Saying this, she spat into the well. As soon as she did this, water rose up and overflowed. Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, performed wudu and then asked this marvelous girl, my daughter, tell me truthfully as to how you have achieved this marvel. She replied, I recite Durood Sharif and Salawat, and by virtue of this, this marvel has taken place. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, says, impressed by that pious girl, I made a firm intention to write a book about Salawat and Durood Sharif. Therefore, he, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, wrote a most famous book about Salawat and Durood Sharif, which achieved great popularity. The name of this book is Dalailul Khairat. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. There is a beautiful narration about Shahada, about martyrdom, and the many benefits that one may achieve. A very beautiful incident in Uyun al-Hikayat is mentioned. Allama Abul Faraj Jawzi, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, has narrated this incident and parable in Uyunul Hikayat. There were three young Syrian Muslim brothers who had joined the Islamic army to participate in the war against enemies. They would travel separately, not with the Islamic army, and would not attack unless the enemies attacked first. Once, a very big Roman Christian army invaded the Muslim lands. Many Muslims were martyred, and a number of others were taken as prisoners of war. The three brothers said to each other, "Our Muslim brothers are facing great troubles and difficulties. It is obligatory for us to leap into the war without caring about our lives." Therefore, they joined the remaining Muslims and said to them, "Let us three brothers fight on the front lines. You are to fight behind us. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we will be enough for you." Having said this, the three brothers invaded the Roman army so fiercely that the enemies began to retreat. The Roman king, who was observing the bravery of these three brothers, he said to one of his generals, "I will designate the one arresting any one of those three brothers, those three young men. I will designate him as the commander-in-chief of my army." Listening to this announcement, the Roman army fought so vigorously that they captured all three brothers. They captured them alive without even injuring them. The overjoyed Roman king remarked, "There is no greater conquest and booty than these three young men. There is no greater conquest nor spoils of war than these three young men." Having arrested them, captured them, the king ordered his army to return to his capital along with these three brothers. Now, having reached his country, the king called them and said, "If you embrace our religion, I will not only marry you to my daughters, but also I will bestow kingship upon you in the future." Remaining steadfast in their faith, the three brothers rejected the king's offer and invoked the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for assistance and help. The king asked his courtiers as to what the brothers were saying. The courtiers replied, "They are invoking their prophet for assistance." The king said to those three brothers, "If you do not agree to what I will say, I will arrange three large cauldrons full of oil, heated, and will throw each one of you into them." He then ordered three cauldrons full of oil to be brought and heated it for 3 days. Each day, the three brothers were brought near the boiling and burning cauldrons where the king would try to force them into accepting and embracing his religion, giving them the temptation of rulership and marriage with princesses. But they refused his offer each and every time, remaining steadfast on their iman, on their faith. After 3 days, the king called for the oldest brother and repeated the same demand. Again, the brother refused. The king threatened him to be thrown into the boiling oil. Still, he refused. In anger, the king ordered him to be thrown and flung into the burning and boiling oil. As soon as he was thrown into the boiling oil, his flesh and his skin all burnt and his bones rose to the surface. The king did the same to the second brother and also got him thrown into the boiling oil. When the king saw the steadfastness of these brothers, especially in such a difficult time, he said inwardly in shame, "I have never seen anyone braver than these Muslims. What have I done? However, after this, he called for the youngest brother and tried to make him deviate and give up Islam. But he did not fall into the trap of the king. Meanwhile, a courtier said, "O king, if I entrap him, what reward will I receive?" The king replied, "I will make you the commander-in-chief of my army." The courtier agreed. The king asked, "How will you entrap him?" He replied, "O my king, you know, the people of Arabia are highly interested in women. And nearly every Roman knows that my so-and-so daughter is the most beautiful of all women in the entire Rome. Hand over this young man to me. I will make him meet with my daughter in loneliness. She will succeed in enticing him by the charm of her beauty." Giving him the grace of 40 days, the king handed the young man over to him. That courtier took the young man to his home and told his daughter the plan of the whole situation. The girl, she expressed her willingness to act in according to her father's wishes. The young man started living with the girl in such a way that he would fast during the day and offer nafil salah during the entire night. Subhanallah. As the grace period of 40 days was nearing an end, the king asked his courtier as to how far he had succeeded in his plans. The courtier came to his home and asked his daughter. She remarked she had not succeeded in enticing this young man as he does not show any interest in her. Perhaps, she explained to her father, perhaps this reason is due to the fact that his two brothers were brutally killed. Therefore, she suggested to her father to get the king to extend the deadline. The father went to the king and told him of the situation. The king, he extended the grace period and allowed the girl and the young man to be taken to another city. The young man kept the same routine in that city as well. He fasted during the day and performed and busied himself in nafil salah during the night. Now, when only 3 days were remaining upon the termination of that grace period, the girl went to the young man and she spontaneously said, "I want to embrace your religion." She became a Muslim in this way. They then made a plan to escape. The girl brought 2 horses from the stable and they both headed towards the Islamic Empire. One night, as they were going, they heard the sound of horses trailing behind them. The girl suspected that the soldiers of the king were chasing them, were hunting them. She then said to the young man, "Pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, who I believed in, so that He Azza wa Jal saves us from our enemies." When the young man turned around, he was astonished. He saw his 2 brothers, those who had been martyred. They were riding horses along with a group of angels. The young man said and made salam to them and inquired about them. They both said, "With one dive, we entered into Jannatul Firdaus." That is, when they were thrown into that boiling oil, immediately they entered into the gardens of Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. "And Allah Azza wa Jal has sent us to you." After saying this, they returned back. Along with the girl, the young man reached Syria, where he married her and they lived there till they end. This parable of the three brothers became so famous in Syria that hymns and poems were written for them. One verse is as follows: سَيُعْطِي الصَّادِقِينَ بِفَضْلِ صِدْقٍ نَجَاةً فِي الْحَيَاةِ وَفِي الْمَمَاتِ. Translation: the blessing of truth, Allah Azza wa Jal will soon bless the truthful with salvation in life and death. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madini channel, have you seen the courage of these three brothers? The bravery that they demonstrated in steadfastness upon their deen, upon iman, upon faith, which was deeply rooted in the inner recesses of their heart. They were sincere lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two brothers were deserving of eternal jannah and the favors by drinking from the beverage of shahada, of martyrdom, whereas the third one did not even look at that most beautiful girl of Rome. Instead, he remained occupied in worship, ibadat, day and night. In this way, the hunter herself was hunted. We also learn from this parable that invoking Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when one is in difficulty, has been the long-standing practice of the Muslims from the past. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of understanding and sacrificing some of our time at least in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Hatta say salam.